You know what makes me sick? You know what makes me so angry? I just want to pull a plug out the bottom of the tidy bowl man's dinghy. I met a new drop last night, and this guy I know, named Ken, he asked me this question. He comes up to the guy's room. He said, "Hey, Earl, how come guys spit in the urinal before they use it?" You know what? I don't know the answer. That might be one of them chicken or the egg-like questions. You know what you call your philosophical questions that don't got no real answer of life. But since he started it, I got a few bathroom questions of my own I need to get off my chest. Like that electric air blower thing for your hands. Anybody ever use that thing? Yeah, you tell me you're going to loiter in some public toilet, rubbing your hands together and smiling at strangers walking in. That's why most guys I know use a zip and split method. Nobody wants to get that kind of reputation, you know. And what's this where they say you can't smoke in a public jar no more? Like the smell of my cigarette's going to set somebody off, especially in there. I remember last weekend, first off, let me explain it. Real men don't use public stalls. A real man holds the heavy work for home or the plant. But we had Mexican Friday night, and Saturday at the mall, I couldn't help myself. So I go in there, and I'm sitting there puffing away on El Producto Presidente. When I hear this guy in the stall next to me, "Hey, you smoking in there?" So I said, "Hey, you dying over there?" He said, "I'm calling the management. You snuck in here to smoke a cigar." And I said, "Well, I'm calling Unsolved Mysteries because something snuck up your butt and died." Wake up, America! Now tell me I never give you good topics for listeners to call in, neither. Why the guys spit in the urinal like that? I'll hang up and listen at your reply. I'm Earl Pitts, Native American redneck. Pitts off.